Sir vs. Sir, MMA great Jake Shields challenged 10 toughest trans men to fight, no one realistically stepped up. By Dylan Gwynn on May 17, 2023. In a day and age of buzzwords such as inclusion and opportunity, MMA legend Jake Shields extended a one-in-a-million opportunity to female fighters who identify as men. Fight me in a professional MMA fight and prove you're the man you say you are. Over a week later, none have stepped up in any real sense. As a result, Shields feels he proved his point without ever having to throw a punch. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart Sports, Shields, a UFC, Strikeforce, and Elite FC veteran, explains the absurdity of allowing trans men, females who identify as men, to compete against men. But, as the five-time MMA champion says, if these trans men believe they are real men who can compete against male fighters, they should step in the cage with him and prove it. Shields frames his challenge in simple terms: trans women who compete against biological females and those who support them are trying to claim they have either limited or no physical advantages at all. So, why not challenge trans men and prove that gender does matter? But with no one stepping up to accept his challenge in any real sense, Shields feels like he proved his point without ever having to throw a punch. Looking at the radical gender ideology movement as a whole, beyond the world of sports, Shields feels that pro-trans activists have pushed people too far, and a backlash from people who don't want transgender ideology enforced on their kids could ensue. For the moment, Shields is confining his challenge to trans men fighters. However, he wouldn't rule out fighting a biological male, trans fighter, such as Fallon Fox, to prove a point. With MMA ranking as one of the least woke sports in America, it's hard to say whether there will ever be a trans fighter in the UFC. However, as Shields points out, that will come down to who wins the war for the culture. Shields acknowledges that people above Dana White, people at Disney or ESPN, could try to force the UFC to accept a trans fighter. But, as Shields puts it, White has resisted the woke mob and is not likely to get steamrolled by pro-trans corporatists. One trans male fighter, Mac Beggs, verbally accepted Shields' offer to fight. However, conversations about how the fight would go down never really got serious because Beggs can't pass Shields to lose 50 pounds for the bout. A completely unreasonable thing to ask anyone to do, especially when they're offering to fight not one but 10 people in a single night. Though, honestly, it's better that it didn't happen. Shields is one of the most dangerous fighters on the planet. The sight of him ragdolling a female all over a cage and possibly inflicting life-altering damage is something no one needs to see. However, the offer of fighting a five-time MMA champ in a professional bout is an opportunity that any trans man fighter should have jumped at. A chance for fame and potential fortune well beyond anything they could reasonably expect fighting in some lowly circuit against suspect competition. But no one, in any meaningful way, stepped up. That says all that needs to be said. And that deals a more devastating blow to the trans movement than any punch Shields could have ever thrown.